They had local elections where we were living, and we had just moved there. So I didn't know any of the candidates. But that didn't matter, because they would put billboards on the side of the road with their name and two one-word qualities, which is really all you need to make an informed decision. Steve Wilson, leadership, integrity. Say no more.
Strategist Radio.
Raw and real. No crap. No fluff. No hype. Just pure strategic pleasure from his playbook to yours. Love, affection, and looking out for you. Live from the Trinity WebWorks Business Radio Studios on the Trinity Broadcast Network. The Strategist Radio Live with your Italian ace in the hole, TJ Marino.
The second stage tanks now pressurized. 35 seconds and counting.
We are 100% target velocity.
Steve, picking up tremendous EMI levels around the machine. All field measurements are pegged off scale high.
So we're approaching our abort limits.
I hear her. Barely, but she's there. She says she's okay to go.
Driving your business sales to the next level. Delivering the gift that keeps on giving. The Strategist Radio Live with TJ Marino.
Welcome to your Tuesday edition of Strategist Radio Live, post 4th of July, 6:02 on your Tuesday. It's the 7th day of July, 2015. You know, happiness is not the absence of problems. You see, it's the ability to deal with them. And did you know Zig Ziglar once said, you were born to win, but to be a winner, you must plan to win, prepare to win, and expect to win. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the program. Hope you had a wonderfully long, amazing holiday weekend. Hope you had a fun time with the fireworks show. And you partied responsibly. So happy to see you back. Today we talk about the entrepreneur strategy. And you're not a millionaire because, or should I say, you're not a millionaire yet because. We'll also check in with our friends over at Entrepreneur and talk about how growing up with the internet made millennials different. That's something we need to know relative to research, particularly if the millennials are part of our target audience. And listen, if you're going to be in business for the next 1, 2, or 3 years, you better know what the millennials are thinking about. Also, we'll check in with Lolo Siderman. She's the founder and CEO at Gypsy Wing Media. She'll talk about researching your business idea the right way. And Sasha Strauss, Managing Director at Innovation Protocol, will talk about naming, the art and science of naming, phases of strategic brand development. All ahead on this edition of Strategist Radio Live for Tuesday. Really missed you. I'm so happy to be back with you today. It's, you know, it's weird. I start Jones and I start freaking out. I become like a little baby because I start to feel like I'm misplaced without you.
Yeah.
Man, well, we got a lot to talk about on today's program. Let's first talk about, before we get into determining why you're not a millionaire yet, let's first talk about how the millennials are thinking these days, because it's important. You know, this is the generation wires, right? And they're the ones that are making a lot of the buying decisions. And if not yet, very, very soon, every generation has its unique defining characteristics. I want to thank, first of all, our good friends over at Entrepreneur, particularly Jeff Urban. He's a contributor, president and co-founder of Whistle Sports Network. shares this with us, this piece with us this morning. Every generation does indeed have its unique defining characteristics, and the ways Gen X, Y, and Z each use and interact with digital media is a hallmark differentiator. I get that. One's age at the turn of the century, or simply their existence at all in the year 2000, can provide a good roadmap for how an individual likes to consume entertainment. Now, older Gen Yers and all of Gen X, generally those above the age of 24 at the moment, are considered digital immigrants. Now, if you're a digital immigrant, you prioritize TV over YouTube. You enjoy watching more than one full-length football game on Sunday, and you're rooting for your local sports team, and that feels natural. Now, young Gen Yers and Gen Z, they fall into the digital native camp. However, if you're a digital native, you are most likely found watching YouTube and using social networks. The idea of sitting through three hours of a Major League Baseball game would bore you to tears. You're a fan of soccer stars based in the countries that you've never visited. Now, the difference between old and new media consumption habits will drive change in the media landscape as we know it, and as more millennials enter the workforce and increase their purchasing power. Changes are already being felt throughout the industry as broadcast companies begin to feel the effects of cord cutting and declining interest in live TV as services like Netflix and Hulu thrive. Even as more people decline to pay for cable TV, though the demand for content is not wavering, the younger generations are seeking and finding content beyond the framework of traditional television. And as a small business, it's important to allocate your marketing and advertising budgets to the most effective ways to reach your target customer base, right? So if you're targeting millennials, focus on finding them where they are viewing content. Makes sense. Examining millennial sports consumption. This is an excellent way to understand the generational divide. While baby boomers and Gen X are most likely to root for their local sports teams, the internet and the online social communities have enabled millennials to discover sports and teams beyond regional restrictions. And as an entrepreneur, this should encourage you to think beyond local if you're targeting millennials, a generation that are truly citizens of the world. Jeff also continues by saying millennials are global sports fans. They like to stream global sports content, discuss it on social media. Just take the interest in the recent World Cup. In the U.S. alone, a record-breaking 5.3 million unique viewers tuned in for the round of 16 match between Belgium and the United States on ESPN and Univision streaming platforms, according to FIFA. The social conversations were rather record-breaking as well. The semifinal match between Brazil and Germany was the most discussed single sports game over on Twitter, with 35.6 million tweets, according to Twitter data. So beyond watching sports, media consumption habits continue to diverge by generation. Millennials first check their social platforms for entertainment, unlike previous generations who gravitated towards television. And still do. Today, successful content providers interact with their fans through social media and tailor their material to what the fans want. Now, this is the generation that doesn't want to be marketed to. They'd rather be engaged. So if you're a small business, it's important to have a genuine and meaningful social presence to reach the millennials. Now, authentic content is the most important thing that they're looking for, and they demand it. Manufactured content is against the DNA of what young millennial fans are craving for today. Millennials don't care if the content is professionally produced. They're just concerned if it is cool and authentic. If you want to sell your product to a millennial, you need to be part of the conversation that millennials are having with one another. So providing content from creators that are millennials themselves, this is a great way to be right there with the audience. So in closing, social networks have become an ingrained part of a young person's life. Now, it may be easy to think that as millennials get older, their desire to unwind at the end of the workday will center on their living room's TV. But that simply isn't going to be the case. Not based on trend. Not based on the cultural shift, the social shifts. They can't unwire the way you and I might have grown up. Good content will always be relevant. It's just the distribution methods that are changing in the new media landscape. So content creators who allow their programming to be user-generated will be the most revered. Advertising agencies, brands, and small businesses that can engage in an authentic way will resonate the most with these millennials. So adapting to these changes right now will ensure a fruitful relationship with both digital immigrants and natives for years to come. I want to thank our friends over at Entrepreneur, entrepreneur.com, particularly our good friend Jeff Urban, contributor, president, and co-founder of Whistle Sports Network. Visit entrepreneur.com today.
Strategist Radio.
Strategist Radio 612 for your Tuesday. Glad to see you. Love you very much. Thanks for being my friend. Where we talk about why you're not a millionaire yet. Let's check in with Lolo Seiderman. She's the founder and CEO of Gypsy Wing Media. She shares compliments of our friends over at DocStock TV. How to research your business idea the right way.
As entrepreneurs, we're filled with all these great ideas, and determining whether it's a realistic, feasible idea requires researching it the right way. So first of all, you need to get out there and ask questions. Get out of your comfort zone. Start calling up people in the industry and setting up meetings and pushing those limits, not just calling people that you know. So meeting people, new people, attending networking events. Another great thing, if you can, is to work in the industry. Even if you just do a couple months, say you want to start a women's clothing store, go work at a women's clothing store. You will learn so much in that little bit of time of how it works and the things that you might not be thinking of when you're coming up with this idea. Another one is determining the industry code and researching it. There's loads of information on every industry. So that's the NAICS code. It's the North American Industry Classification System, and they have codes for each industry. And you can get in there, look it up, find out what the margins are, find out the costs, look at the trends, see where it's been in the last few years, where it's expected to go. You also need to get real on expenses. There's probably some you're forgetting, and talk to some other business owners. They'll help you determine where you might be missing there. Another one is determining your target customer and have conversations with them, as many conversations as you can. When you're talking to that person that you're going to be selling with, getting inside their head and knowing what their pain is, knowing what they're looking for, is really important. And finally, Google the industry often and check the news section. See what's happening. See what new companies are coming up. See what companies might have shut down. See what's happening on the legal front. What trends are going on. So you can see possibly a competitive edge for yourself, or maybe determine that it's not the right place to be. And those are some ways to research your business idea in the right way.
Strategist Radio.
Strategist Radio, quarter past the top of the hour here for your Tuesday, 6:15 on the West Coast to be specific. You know, success, what is it really? How about this? Success is the progressive realization of worthwhile goals and dreams. I kind of like that. Hey, here's what's on tap for the rest of the week for Strategist Radio. For tomorrow on the program, marketing strategy for Wednesday, how to become a rock star content writer. On Thursday this week, business strategy, where to set your laser focus upon entrepreneurial success. And on Friday, we'll round out the week with book marketing strategy, the right publish and market approach. Book marketing strategy on Friday, all ahead this week. Strategist Radio Live. Get all the details by visiting the hub at tjmoreno.com. A couple seconds, we'll talk about, hey, you're not a millionaire yet because. But first, let's check in with Sasha Strauss, Managing Director at Innovation Protocol, talking about naming strategy, phases of strategic brand development.
So by this point, I hope you realize that this is probably the fifth video in a series, and only now am I talking about naming. Because most people start with naming. They think that they could come up with a business idea and name it immediately. And you have to respect that that's an incredibly daunting task. I don't know anybody who is actually that great at coming up with a name in an instant, which means that there must be a process to building a name. In fact, you have to ask yourself what you ultimately intend to do with the name. Because there's not such thing as a cool name. I'm sorry, but I've never seen one, and I've never heard an example by anyone. I mean, is Coca-Cola a great name? Coca is an affiliation with cocaine, which used to be a core ingredient in cola. Is that a good name? Or how about people like, oh, I want a name like Google. You don't even know what a Google is. It sounds like a baby babbling, doesn't it? Right? But a Googleplex is the number one followed by 100 zeros, a large number representing all the data that Google is sorting through. Okay, now I get it. Or Nike, you want a name like Nike. It's mispronounced in most countries around the world. Most people say Nike. You see that you have this affiliation with what you think a good name is, and unfortunately you're biased based on the experience you have with the brand. Because you have a relationship with Starbucks, because you have a relationship with Ferrari, you think that the name is good, but in the truth, you actually are just using it as a reference point. So when you think about a name, the intention really has to be, it's a trigger. It's just a starting point of a relationship. Hopefully people will say the name, hear the name, be able to pronounce the name, and then it just triggers a whole bunch of affiliations. So like I said, Nike a second ago, and all of you probably went off into this distant land. You started thinking of athletes and uniforms and Seattle, right? You kind of went all over the place with it. That's because they've taken their name and they've affiliated with a lot of things that you as a target consumer love. So when you're trying to pick a name, you really have to decide what you want it to represent more than anything. And there's a process to go through, and I'll make it really, really quick and simple. As I just described, you have to decide what position in the market you intend to claim with this name. Literally, what place are we going to call home? Okay, once you've studied that well, who are all the competitors? What are their names like, right? Are they long? Are they short? Are they funny? Are they colorful, right? Get a sense of those organizations so you don't come up with a name that sounds similar. And then once you've done that, you have to go through a series of brainstorming processes. And the brainstorming process works like this. You basically have to tell yourself there's not such thing as a wrong answer. The name process requires up to about 1,000 names to find the best one. So that means you're gonna have to let yourself go. You don't get to say that's a stupid name, or that name doesn't work for these 9 reasons. You just wanna get the ideation process started. And the best way to start is to write a 5-word sentence that describes your business. In fact, not even a sentence. Give me 5 words. Let's take Amazon Kindle. Okay, let's just say that we were going to name that together. All right, first we have to ask ourselves, what's the position in the market that we're trying to claim, right? So go ahead and do that for yourself. What's the position? All right, great. What are the names of all the competitive devices, right? Ding, ding, you know this. Put it on the wall. Don't try to remember it. Put it on the wall. Now you know what names are distracting. You know what names people say most often, why do they say them most often, etc. And now you're going to get into a place where you're going to describe the function of the Amazon Kindle, right? And maybe the function is how the screen works. Maybe it's how easy it is to port information on and off of it, right? Whatever those descriptions are, give yourself those words. And this is where the ideation really comes in. Once you've picked a word, let your mind wander. Think about all the things that you affiliate with that word. So if the word was portable with Kindle, right? Anybody in the room want to scream one out, please say a word. But portable, small, light, easy to pack, right? Just let yourself wander. Let all of those concepts come out of your consciousness, and do not constrain yourself. Don't say no. Don't say bad. Just get them all out. And you'll notice what starts to happen here is you start to back away from your product's function and more into the effect that it's going to have on people, how they're going to feel about your product or service, right? So as you go about that process, think about it. We just picked five words or so, and you're creating these long list of concepts. Now you get to play pick and match. Wow, this concept and this concept work really well together. I'm going to come up with a word which means, well, this device is supposed to get people to imagine and read and think creatively. I want to ignite their understanding because reading is about ignition of consciousness. I know we're going to kindle. We're going to kindle their thoughts through content consumption on this magnificent device. That's why we should call it the Amazon Kindle. Right? Let yourself go through that process, and only then will you arrive at a destination.
Strategist Radio.
Strategist Radio Live 622 for your Tuesday. Glad to have you back. Hey, listen, if you've got a story you want to share on the program, maybe you want to be a guest, maybe you've got a video or an audio clip you'd love to share with the global audience, let me know. Send me an email. Send it to support@tjmoreno.com. If you're not a member of the Inner Circle yet, we're about 83,000 strong, reaching out over 120 countries. Check in. Pop over to the hub at tjmoreno.com. Opt in. Become part of the Inner Circle family. Love to have you on board. All right. Talking today about you're not a millionaire yet because, you know, it's really not so much about making $1 million. It's more about the obstacles that are often getting in our way, right? I mean, many of the business success obstacles that keep us from pivoting ahead are self-imposed. In other words, the roadblocks stem from an internal source, self, rather than from an environmental source beyond ourselves. So therefore, for us to solve this problem as to why you're not a millionaire yet, we have to acknowledge that there are these opposing forces, and why do they exist, and what can we do about them? Starting right now. Here we go. 6 minutes left in the program. Number one, you're not a millionaire yet because there's no one there to guide you. There's no one there to lead you into the right direction. You've got to surround yourself with positive people, people that have already made success. You need to find someone that you can trust that'll help influence you and love you in the right direction. The people you trust most should be the ones pushing you towards success. And success breeds success. So let's find individuals that, and I know success is a subjective word, but again, you get the point. Somebody that's been there, done that, doing it, that's who you want to have in your sphere of influence. All right? Next, you're not a millionaire yet because you're not making the sacrifices necessary. There is no easy button.
That was easy.
Other than the one that I hold in my hand from Staples for $8. You can't have your cake and eat it too. There are things that you will have to set aside and completely give up. If you can't sacrifice things like hanging out with friends, going to the parties, and not focusing on your career or your goals and objectives, you're never going to attain the financial success that you aspire to. You're not a millionaire yet because you fear failure. You're going to fail. You will make mistakes. But you need to get over it. Just like a baseball player playing third base, ball comes up the third baseline, You make an error, you shake it off and get ready for the next pitch. Next, you're not a millionaire yet because your goals aren't concise. They're foggy. They're hazy. It's a shotgun blast rather than a laser. And so guess what? We go where we look. And if we're looking into a fog, guess where we're going to wind up? God knows. Your goals got to be clear. Therefore, your actions will be clear. You will go where you look. You're not a millionaire yet because you think other people can succeed, but you can't. Not you. It's never been for you. See, this is not about luck. You got to believe that you can win. You got to believe that you can succeed. You've got to see it. You've got to self-talk yourself. You've reinvent if you need to. Remember, yesterday's history. Tomorrow's a mystery. Today's the present. That's why it's called a gift. Focus on today. Focus on tomorrow. You're not a millionaire yet because you think your background or where you come from has prevented you from success. You can start over. Take it from one who knows. You can lose it all and start anew. I didn't go to college my first day of university until I was in my 40s. Now I'm working on my doctorate. You're not a millionaire yet because you're not using the internet. That's a big one. I mean, I'm not talking about going on the internet and just fiddle-farting around and playing with Twitter or getting on there looking at, not that these are bad, not that you shouldn't goof around on Facebook and have a good time, but you've got to use the internet to help you affect the world. The internet has changed the world. You want to be part of that change. So therefore, you have to embrace it. You rationalize money can't buy happiness and forget that it can buy freedom. It's not about the dead presidents on the paper is not in and of itself happiness, but it's the freedom that you can purchase. Money's your ticket to the freedom. You can help change the world. You can be a philanthropist and donate to your special causes, $1 at a time. Whatever. You're not a millionaire yet because you hang out with the wrong crowd. That's a big one. You're either hanging with the winners or who you hang around with is going to be your influencers. Knock it off. If they're winners, hang. If they're not, they're going to distract you, and it could obviously it's going to keep you from reaching your goals and objectives rather. And finally, you're not a millionaire yet because you play long shots like the lotto instead of building your skill set. The easy button.
That was easy.
The easy button. Risk, risk, risk. Throw the dice here, throw the dice there, give up. If some you get a little bit of resistance, you get a little bit of pushback, and you're moving on to the next, and you're moving on to the next. You've got to build your own skill set. You have to build your own core competency. You're continually learning. Why do you think at 54 years old I'm working on my doctorate? You don't need to work on a doctorate, but you need to always be learning. So keep these reasons in mind when you're thinking about working towards that professional success. And you're going to see spot on that you are capable of, or just put these reasons off to the side and focus instead on your path towards becoming the success. Anything that gets in your way, set it aside, forget about it, and move forward. You can do this, all right? Tomorrow on the program for our Wednesday, marketing strategy, how to become a rock star content writer. I love you. God bless. Make it a great rest of your Tuesday. Thanks for being my friend. Kelly?
Live from the Strategist Business Radio Studio, this has been the Strategist Radio Live with TJ Marino. We'd love to hear from you. Thoughts, comments, ideas, victories, and even your business's silliest business spoofs. We invite you to contact us anytime. If you'd like to share your business best practice strategy on an upcoming edition of the show with our global audience, email Tony at support@tjmarino.com. Be sure to make your way to the Hub and help yourself to all the fresh, relevant, and timely business strategy materials, including the complete radio archive library, by visiting and bookmarking tjmarino.com. If you would like Tony to set aside the time to review your present business strategy, send your request in care of support@tjmarino.com. We'll see you again Monday through Friday, 6 to 6:30 a.m. Pacific for our next raw and real intimate get-together on the Strategist Radio Live.